opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
As red as my mic did with that one. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. We're back. The boys and the girls are back in town. Wow. It's Sunday again, and it's February 7th. I didn't flip my calendar, so I had to look. My name is Mark Kent, and I will not comply. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, and a movable object, an unstoppable force of nature, a slayer of snowflakes, and she has more BS than, I don't know, she's seen it, more BS. I don't know if she has it.
But. And the BS keeps coming. It's everywhere.
I forgot to change that.
Why, it's true. There is BS everywhere you look.
And our newest member, the kid that rocks around the clock faster than internet speedy connection, powerful than a high-speed locomotive with a modem, a 10th-degree black belt and ram, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And last but not least, the guardian of the magic button, the library of bumper, the time bandit of breaks, the keyboard weaponry specialist and producer extraordinaire, Travis.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
All right, so where are we? Well, I guess let's talk about our sponsor. We've got Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. You can get a hold of him at 530-605-9575. He's licensed and bonded.
We also have North State House Buyers. We buy houses as is, fast cash, avoid the headaches. You don't even need to clean it up. And we will make the process of selling your house fast and easy.
Heck yeah. I wanted to give a couple quick shout outs to a couple of local businesses around here in different areas. So you have Dill's Deli, which is still open for dine-in and takeout. You have San Francisco Deli, which is still open for dine-in and takeout. And over in Anderson, you still have Portside Fish and Chips, a great little place over there in the factory outlets.
Yeah, they're good.
They're open.
I've never tried that. I'll have to go give them a shot.
They're really good. Mm-hmm. And then Boar Hunter Barbecue. I wanted to tell you guys a little bit about this story.
Boar Hunter. I like them already.
They are in Red Bluff. Okay. Remember the old Howl's Eat 'em Up that's over there off of Main Street?
I think so.
It's over there by where the Taco Bell is.
But right.
They opened up 10 months ago, right about when this COVID stuff actually hit. They shut down the first time, and then the second time around, they decided not to shut down, and they're open. And, man, I went in there, and their food is absolutely delicious. So if you're in any of those areas, support the businesses that support your community.
And let's uncancel Mike Lindell as well.
Right?
Could I add one more?
Sure.
Yeah.
In Anderson's Vittles.
Vittles is open.
They've been open the whole time, too, and their food is amazing. I go there every week for breakfast.
Perfect.
Yeah. And they'll take a group up to 10 people.
And they have a banquet area for more
parties. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At least 10 people or less, you can go in there.
Yep.
No problemo.
You can also go to MyPillows.com.
I already have my pillows.
I ordered some towels from them. I'm encouraging everybody to do that. I don't know where I want to start, but I guess this is as good a spot as any. The CDC releases the Super Bowl party guidelines. Have you guys seen those yet?
No.
The new small gathering guidelines for Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I think they do these with a Ouija board. I really do. because, you know, first of all, you don't want to have a Super Bowl party. You need to have a virtual Super Bowl party. How in the heck do you have a virtual Super Bowl party that's worth having a party over?
Oh, yeah. It's all the fad now. TikTok kids are doing it, right?
Just go down your driveway and drop down your tailgate and, yeah.
So this is right off the CD website, CDC. Safer ways to enjoy the Super Bowl. Gathering virtually or with people you live with is the safest way to celebrate the Super Bowl this year. If you do have a small gathering with people who don't live with you, outdoors is safer than indoors. Of course, we all want to be safe, even if it means not being safe. This year, choose a safer way to enjoy the game. Host a virtual Super Bowl watch party. Now, number one, you wear clothes and decorate your home with your favorite team's logo or colors. These are guidelines from CDC. Who is writing these guidelines, and what moron is getting paid? Who's paying this? Here, I got an assignment for you. Make some guidelines for the Super Bowl. I mean,
this sounds just about as good as when they ended up having the guidelines for group sex during COVID.
I must have missed that one.
Oh, that one was really good. I mean, it was around the same time when they're like, hey, we need to close all the churches, but here's your guidelines for group sex.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Number two, make appetizers or snacks with people you live with to enjoy while watching the game. Who are we talking to? 4-year-olds? Are these, what, a 10-year-old? You know, to watch with the game and share the recipes with your friends and family.
I mean, let's be honest. Most of these progressives, they actually have the IQ less than a 10-year-old. So let's...
I'm thinking like a one-celled animal or something, like a paramecium or an amoeba or something. I mean... Start a text group with other fans to chat about the game while watching. I mean, attend an outdoor viewing party where viewers are sitting 6 feet apart.
I mean, honestly, the one thing the CDC has going for them on this right now is pretty much none of the Patriots I know are watching the game anymore, considering how woke it's gotten.
Yeah. I have one question. Who got paid to come up with this list?
That's what I'm talking about here.
I'm just asking, who got paid to do this one?
I want that $80,000 cush job.
Yeah.
Hey, if anybody is recruiting out there, hey, hit me up.
Encourage guests to bring food and drinks for their household. So you don't want to have food for the guests. They have to bring their own food because there's no proof that food spreads the germ.
Progressive parties must be so fun.
I don't know. I'm not planning on ever attending.
Have one person serve all the food. You know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Really?
You know, use single options, single-use options like the salad dressing, food containers, plates and utensils and condiments. Well, wait a minute. If there's absolutely no evidence that food spreads any of this, why would we do any of it? And, you know, the reality of this is, here's the reality. Do you think anybody's going to follow these guidelines?
Well, Fauci won't.
I'm sure there's some out there that might.
Fauci's too busy in the vault counting the 800 grand a year he's making.
Right.
You know, I mean...
He probably wrote the list.
He doesn't even give a crap.
I think the official number is 360, but if anybody loved the camera action more than that man, I've never seen him.
You know, he reminds me of a rat. He does. He looks kind of like a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Offer no-touch trash cans for guests to easily throw away food items. Wash dishes.
No. We got to wash the dishes.
In the dishwasher or with hot soapy water immediately following the gathering. Now, I guess you're washing them with cold soapy water now?
Or you just don't wash them? What? You give them to the dog and then...
Limit crowding in the area where food is served. You know, I find this... so condescending that I can't even tell you how condescending it feels.
Your betters like to talk down on you. Don't you know that?
Yeah. Listen, little Johnny. If you're going to watch the Super Bowl, you must wash your hands. you know, this is, I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl anyway. You know, I saw a thing where it says, it's not the NFL's fault. Yeah, it is kind of the NFL's fault for condoning the woke people, not telling them that this is a business and, you know, do your protesting afterwards and alienating half the country, you know, and yeah, it is kind of their fault. So I'm not watching it. And, you know, I'm not sure. I'd love to see how many people do show up. I'm sure there's going to be a plenty. But I'm wondering how many people they lost this year as far as the ratings.
Mm-hmm. I think it's significant just with the folks that I've been talking to. But I'll take this time to remind everybody before the break, fear has two meanings. One is forget everything and run, and one is face everything and rise. And with that, we have to go to a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Race, life's a race, I'm going to win. Yes, I'm going to win. Defuse, and I'll never lose, and I choose to survive, whatever it takes, you won't pull ahead, I'll keep up the pace, and I'll give you my strength, to the whole human race, yes I am prepared, to stay alive.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness, even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most. And their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
I need you. sweet face could always comfort me.
Yeah, listening to a little Robin Trower this morning. Man, that's old stuff, but
that's
good music there. I like that. Wow. Okay, so I want to go back and, whip this horse into the ground with the CDC stuff. Do we have a caller?
We do. We've got Richard on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Hello, everybody. How's my volume?
Pretty good.
Good. Turn it up.
I always have to ask because Terry tells me I'm talking on a 007 shoe phone with low battery.
That would have been Get Smart, Rich.
I was going to say.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, I have a belated field report from Shasta County Citizen Journalist.
Oh, yes.
We were at Shasta College yesterday. Mark, I forwarded the video to your Facebook page.
I have them, but I haven't had a chance to review them.
Yeah, they were doing a vaccination clinic. Dignity Health was sponsoring it. And I'll tell you what, boy, when we showed up, did we get swarmed by Dignity Health and the local rent-a-cops, Shasta College Security. They did not want us talking to the people waiting in line. OMG.
Really?
It was oh, my gosh. Yeah, so when you watch the video, I put a couple timestamps in there for the freedom of press stuff violations, but oh my God, it was harassment. Oh my God, they called RPD on us. RPD showed up and of course did nothing. You'll see it all in the video. Your jaw's gonna hit the ground.
I've got it right in front of me, and I will be reviewing it this morning.
Oh my God, the amount of pushback, of censorship, of harassment, of local journalists trying to expose the fraud of the COVID, the fraud of the vaccine, it is getting almost out of control. You're going to be blown away when you watch the video.
Is there any timestamps that you've got put together? So, because I noticed it's like an hour, and I need some timestamps because I can't see the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe shoot me
they're there.
Oh,
the timestamps are in the post.
I see them now. Okay, I just opened the video. Okay, will look.
So
I will review this. And,
wow.
Yeah, and maybe we can even get some of it on this morning. Let me do a little review during the break and see what we can do.
Absolutely. Yeah. The ten minute one is probably about a 4 minute clip, and then the 2 minute mark is probably about a 4 or 5 minutes. But that stuff is just wow. That's all I can say is wow.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks, folks. Great show as usual.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
You know, I wanted to finish whipping this horse.
Whip it good, whip it real good.
Because you know something, this whole mask thing is, you know, that you've seen the thing. Now we want a double mask. You know, some of the guidelines here, you know.
Well, and some of them I've seen are triple masks. So they come on the air and on some of the things on the news, they're like, okay, so one mask is 30%, two masks is 60%, three masks is 90%. It's a virus, folks.
So what was the whole point the last year?
Yeah. Well, let's think about this for a second. It's a virus. Mm-hmm. You don't get a little bit of a virus. So if you're stopping 90% of herpes, you still have herpes.
It's so stupid. It is so stupid.
I mean, if you want 100% efficiency, just go ahead and take a plastic bag, put it over your head, and zip tie your neck.
You ever see the movie
Bubble
Boy?
But it's efficient.
You ever see the movie Bubble Boy? Yeah, that's what we're talking about, you know. And, you know, speaking of Bubble Boy, I got to say, you know, I don't always have time to go to the store, so I've been having Costco, which irks me to have them deliver some of the stuff, but I do because we need bread and milk for the kids and a few things. You know, you just can't run out sometimes. Well, so I had a delivery guy come out, and have you ever seen the movie Blank Man or Kick-Ass?
Yeah.
And, you know, Blank Man he's dressed up like in his pajamas as a superhero, and he's going out and he's trying to save the world, and that's who my delivery guy looked like. He had this shield over his face. That was a clear shield that, you know, goes down to your chin. And there was spittle all over the inside of it. And he had gloves on. And he had rubber boots on. In shorts. I mean, I'm feeling sorry for the guy. I want to give him a tip. So I have my 20.
Tip is don't wear those clothes?
No. Yeah, the tip is Lucky Lady in the 7th at Aqueduct. But the tip was I was getting him $20. He didn't want to take it until I put it into a plastic bag. So I put it into a plastic bag, and I handed him the plastic bag. He then had his can of Lysol. Not only did he spray the whole outside of the bag, he opened it up, and I mean, he didn't just spray a little bit on the dollar bill. He wasted like a quarter of the can. And I'm thinking, how deceived are you? How deceived can you be? How out of touch and scared of reality are you?
There's a meme that sums this up really well. It's an interviewer that's interviewing the Amish people, and they're not wearing a mask. And they're like, so why are you guys not afraid of this virus? And they go, because we don't have TV.
My question is, how's he delivering food? If he's so scared and so worried about it, why is he delivering the food?
I just got a text from Melissa, and I think she's spot on. She says, you haven't seen the trans Asian man. I think this was him. And I think that it was rubber boots, but she says, was he in heels? Because maybe that day he had the rubber boots on. That's just saying. But I think maybe that was the guy. And, I mean, but it's these people, some of them are so indoctrinated and so brainwashed that they will go to and so afraid of living.
Yeah.
Because these guys have indoctrinated them with a complete lie about the flu.
Everything. I mean, across the board, if you are not open to actually seeing what the media has been doing, you are so brain dead and brainwashed at this point. We have the media finally coming out and saying, oh, hey, there's a chance this thing might have been created in a lab. Oh, we were only telling you that for 8 months. Oh, hey, there's a chance that this thing is not going to be what we're thinking it was. Oh, hey, we've been telling you that all this time. Give me a break. You suppress all this information. It's just like the Hunter Biden thing. Absolutely no truth to it.
And it's not really a vaccine.
Oh, and they suppress the one thing that was actually working, the hydroxychloroquine, you know, and that, you know, because Trump said it. So now that's no good. Now that they're coming out now and they're saying it actually does work.
Yeah. Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. So at what point in time do you go, these guys are running a scam on me, these guys are chumping me, you know, and I have a question. I've been trying and rolling this around in my mind for quite some time. How do you get through to these people? How do you show them the truth? Because, you know, how do you, if you're, you know, doing any of these online battles, and which I don't participate in because you're wasting your time with some of these people, they don't care what the truth is.
Well, and here's something interesting, too. On the Moderna, actually on their website, it doesn't talk about a vaccine. It talks about our operating system. So it says DNA is storage, mRNA is software, and protein is applications. So the mRNA vaccine is software, is what they describe it as.
It's not a vaccine because it doesn't protect you from getting it.
Well, sometimes when I'm operating Facebook or in the past Twitter, I feel like I'm getting vaccinated.
Well, you are. You're being inoculated against truth.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to put it.
Yeah.
I agree. So...
Our mRNA vaccines, or they still didn't say vaccines.
No, they don't.
Our mRNA medicines, the software of life. Well, excuse me if I don't want you to jab me with software forcibly.
The software of life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
but we want to control you even more. Come on.
So what? Is Bill Gates God now? It's like, bing.
That's been Bill. A question.
Yeah. Is that you? Is that you, Bill? Yes, it is Bill.
Well, and we're trusting the guy that turned around and invented computers. And a lot of people say that he invented the viruses to go with the computers so they could sell this.
He didn't invent computers. He stole the idea for software for computers.
Well, as what all these big tech guys do. I mean, look at Facebook. He ripped off all of his business partners that helped build this thing.
Well, same for Jobs. Wozniak was the brains behind the outfit, but he was kind of one of those introverted, geeky tech guys that like to sit in the back room and play with his, you know, stuff.
It's no different than high school when you have the guy that's the hot, good-looking guy that has anything that he wants. He's on the football team, and he goes to the nerd and says, do my homework. You're my
Do my homework or else I give you things that you don't like.
Well, we're going to go to a break, and then we've got Jimmy on the line, and we'll pick him up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
A bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing on all smart beds, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Ah, but it's all right, it's all right, for we've lived so well. So long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help but wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. Dream that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. I pulled that one out of the vault. I really like that, a little Paul Simon. Where are we? I actually pulled up one of Rich's clips and reviewed it. I have to review everything before it goes on here because I've been caught with the proverbial pants down a couple of times as far as a few swear words, so I've got to be careful. And I did review it, and I think we should listen to that, and I'll try to review some more as we go along through the program. And I do want to get to this other unmasked thing, but we've got an hour and a half, so I think we
still got Jimmy on the line.
And we still have Jimmy on the line. Hi. Thank you very much. Jimmy who?
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Another great show.
It's Jimmy G.
Yeah. You know, when you were playing that Who song, I was just talking to my father-in-law. My father-in-law and my mother-in-law were at the legendary Cal Palace Who concert.
Wow.
In the early 70s when Keith Moon passed out on stage and they had some guy from the audience come up and finish out the set.
Wow, that's awesome. Wow. You know, I used to be a I used to be a security guard at the Cow Palace way back in the day. Interesting.
Really? You were probably one of the guys that pulled me over the banister at the
I could have been.
We delivered ice to the Cow Palace.
Anyway, go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay, so, yeah, this you guys ever see the movie Outbreak?
Yeah. With Dustin Hoffman?
This is what this whole COVID thing reminds me of. You know, people are treating this like it's some airborne Ebola virus that if you get, you are going to die. You know,
except that they won't publish the deaths and how many and how year over year they're the same and the flu just disappeared.
Exactly. And you know what? When I hear, you know, 7R News, they always repetitiously every newscast talk about the how many deaths there were, how many cases there are, but they don't say what the death rate is.
Well, and also what they don't say is this. They don't do a study of who died and of what their ages were in relationship to prior years, which is completely, you know, masking the truth. Because the real deal is, do people die every single day? Yeah. All the time. And it has nothing to do necessarily with COVID, because there's a ton of diseases out there. There's cancer. There's tuberculosis. There's old age.
Heart disease.
Heart disease. They're taking all of that and shoving it into the COVID thing so they can all get paid money from the CARES bill.
Well, what's the most interesting thing to me about all of it, too, is the CDC stopped actually declaring the average median age of death on their website. Instead, now they put it as a percentage that you then have to go through and try and figure out the math for. At the point when they were declaring it, you were looking at right around 78 years old was the average age of death via coronavirus. So really what we're talking about is the CDC also said 78 years of age is also the average age of death in general.
Right.
Yeah, and when I was in my mid or late 20s, I got, I think it was SARS or something, and I was so congested, my wife had to drive me to the hospital because I could not breathe. Well, you know, people weren't wearing masks back then. And how many people out there laugh at the people jogging or walking or in their car by themselves with a mask on? It's just pathetic.
Well, I published a little meme that said, I won't call you a dumbass for wearing your mask if you don't call me a dumbass for not wearing your mask, wearing the mask. It's really true. And you know what's another interesting thing about this whole mess is it's just really odd that it all happened in an election year where they got to change all of the election rules and they declared an emergency and, you know, all the ballots by mail all of a sudden and you didn't have to verify anything and it's all just a one big coincidence. It's like the universe all at once just came together for this moment.
Yep, I remember calling into this show back in April or May saying that this was their plan to do the mail-in ballots. And, yep, I saw this coming from a mile away.
Anybody
and
with a brain can see.
Go,
yeah, go ahead.
What else drives me crazy is these idiot reporters that are wearing their masks, you know, with nobody for, you know, 100 yards around them, you know, doing a remote with their mask on. And what really drove me crazy was I saw a reporter in Sacramento. And it was in the morning, and he was doing a remote, and he's wearing his stupid mask, and it's freezing out. Well, you could see the steam from his breath just on top, on the sides, and down on the bottom. It's like, Oh, my God.
So it's like sort of like a Rainbird sprinkler super spreader.
All right, folks. I just wanted to get that out. Thank you.
Jimmy,
all right,
for
thanks
call.
For calling in.
You know, what cracks me up, too, he mentioned the reporter. How many times have we seen when these Democrats think that the camera's off and they've all been virtue signaling yep. by having their masks yep. on, the moment the camera goes off, they're all taking off their masks. It's the same thing with these remote reporters.
Right.
They're in the middle of nowhere. They wear the mask, and the moment they're off camera, they turn around and take it off. I sat there, watched them do it.
Let's listen to some real reporters. I cued this clip from Richard over at Shasta College. I'm going to play 3-4 minutes of it, and then I'll cue some more stuff up. But this is what they do to people who are really trying to report the news. They let everybody else in that runs the narrative, but let's listen to this. Are we ready to go in there? All right, let's see if we've got it. I'll start it.
How you doing, Rick? Good things. I'm media relations for the hospital.
Yeah, how you doing there, media relations?
This is actually public, private property.
No, this is actually government property.
It is.
Yeah, this is state of California. Shasta College, Community College, public property.
This is Shasta College.
Thank you. Yeah, you're at the wrong college.
Well,
if you meant to go to Simpson, then that's private.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What can I help you guys with?
Nothing. We don't need your help.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Freedom of the press. That's what we're
absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is today? Saturday, February what?
The press.
Yes.
Then you know.
February
then
6th
you know
or 7th.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you lost track.
Yeah, we're here at Shasta College, Shasta County Citizen Journalist, Independent Media. We have Rick Plummer here.
Where are you
here.
Guys from? It's actually
he's
your
got,
part.
It says leadership on there.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Honestly, we're just doing
you're
some journalism guy. Here, and we're not. We don't plan on being here for too long, so we're just exercising our First Amendment.
We got here about 5 minutes, and then we
I'm
got
just trying
swarmed
to help
by
your,
several
your
people.
Okay.
How are you helping?
I'm trying to.
How can I help
swarm
you?
Swarm us in this amount.
Well, just let us do our thing. That's
yeah,
that's exactly.
Sir. If we need you, we will absolutely look
fantastic.
For you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I mean, if you're willing to go through an interview, we'd love to interview you.
Are you the PIO?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Would you like
I
to do
media relations? And
well,
you were get
yeah, but you don't. Or... Yeah, but you don't have a badge that says PIO. So.
Well, I'm Director of Marketing Communications.
Oh, cool. Okay, so excellent. Would you like to do an audio while we're doing video too? Would
no.
you like to do a interview with either one of us, either audio or video? You said you're media relations.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything that you really want to say.
Well, I have a lot of questions. As a matter of fact, we're investigative journalists.
Okay.
So we actually have a lot of information that we could probably impart to you.
I'm not.
And you can respond.
You don't have
the
right my permission to take my picture or use my information.
So is that a yes or no?
This is not public.
No.
This is private.
We're on government property.
We are public.
This is State of California Community College. It's on public
okay.
property. When you're outside in public domain, sir, there is no expectation of privacy. So you can take my picture.
No, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So
you're interrupting.
You don't have the right to
you're
take my
picture. Yes, I do.
I do have that right.
No.
Yes,
don't.
I do.
No. You don't
yes,
know
I
what
do.
A right is, sir.
Yes,
I can educate you.
I can educate
you. I can educate you on
the
law. I'm retired law enforcement. I can absolutely educate you on the state law with regards to being in a public place and pictures and audio being taken.
So why are we wasting resources? Are we a threat? Well, you called security.
No, there's really nothing.
So why did you guys point us out? Okay, can I ask you, why did you guys single us out? Are we a threat?
No.
Okay, so.
I didn't say you were a threat.
Well, you said you said that
media contacts the hospital.
Real media
to do a legitimate story.
You have a relationship with
we're
them. They don't come
media.
And talk.
We're not media.
Real media. Okay, so we're not real. Oh, yeah. We're actually true media.
Okay.
So again,
well,
he came at us saying that he wants to protect these people. So that implies to me
well, they're patients now, right?
That we're a threat. Are we a threat?
And that's our job.
Okay. So how are we a threat?
You're not supposed to be showing them.
So
they're patients.
You heard
people
already answered
they're
that. Not
actually, I have. Yes.
I've already answered that question.
They're all wearing masks. They're unidentifiable. I can't even see that.
Let me finish.
Okay, go for it.
I've already answered that, sir, and you weren't listening.
And you're not.
This is public property.
Guidelines by
okay. I don't care about guidelines.
Outside. We're outside, by the way.
I don't care about guidelines. This is public property. Everybody out here standing on public property. Everybody's picture can be taken without their permission, including yours, including mine. Take my picture. I can't stop
you're in a
you.
Mask. What's your pen?
I cannot stop you from taking my picture. I'm on.
Okay, so I'm going to stop it right there. But, gee, it seems like there's a lot of resistance there. And I guess maybe they have to clear the media that they want at these meetings is what they're saying.
Basically, it's like everybody else that's doing these things. We're just going to go ahead and make it to where the narrative that we want gets out. And if you speak against that, we're going to go ahead and ban you, come after you, try to set you up, try to frame you if we have to, and mess with you across the board. I mean, this is what we're seeing in this new free America. How's that First Amendment and Second Amendment working out?
But they weren't even in a meeting. They were outside, in line.
Well, and trying to interview people. Well, they hadn't got into line yet. They were looking at the line.
Right,
they were outside from them. And then the media guy comes out with some other guy who's, I guess, working for the hospital as well. But the interesting thing about the media guy is, here's the media guy, and they say, "Would you like to do an interview?" And he's like, "Well, we really don't have anything to say." Well, then,
why are you
the media guy.
At first, you heard him say no, too, flat out. Yeah. And then afterwards, he's like, "Well, that's going to be a bad look. So I'm just going to say, well, we don't have anything to say." Of course you don't have anything to say.
No, because they're not pre-submitted questions, so they know what the answers are going to be. And that's how all these guys do it. You know, they get the questions so that they can come up with the answers. And if they don't like the questions, they screen them out.
Well, and then look, too. The sheer force of bully power that they're trying to utilize and trying to use across the board, they're just bullies. They try to act like there's laws that you can't do this, and they clearly don't understand the law that they're trying to enforce through dictatorship of their own place.
I think we need to circle back on this a little bit, to coin a phrase, and go to a break.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Oh, well, never mind. I guess we're not going to talk about
it. Here's the thing, too. He didn't want Richard to turn around and educate him on anything. Richard is a very well-versed guy. Richard knows the Constitution. Richard was former military police. And this guy is a very bright, intellectual individual, and he can educate you on a lot of things. And so this guy knew that he was up a creek without a paddle, and he was going to get his butt handed to him. And so he declined to have an interview.
Yeah, he didn't have his script, like Mark said. He didn't have his script in front of him, so he didn't know what to do. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Johnny Lang there. I like that. That was good.
Let me guess, the title of the song is Lie to
I
me.
Think that's it. I think you won. I'm not sure what you won, but that was it. Yeah, Flirting with Disaster. That's right, Jimmy. A good call, Molly Hatchett. A guest got it first, so nobody gets a prize. So, anyway, what a trip. You know, I got another clip here that I pulled up. You know, with the police chief of police here talking to the press, and he seems to think his policy overrides the freedom, the First Amendment.
Huh? Imagine that.
The chief of police does?
Evidently, because he says that they, and I'll play it a little 2-minute ditty here, but he won't answer the question. He's saying you got to, you can't be here. You go to the press area. You got to do this. You got to do that. But he won't answer the question. Does the policy override the First Amendment?
Huh. Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Are we ready to? Okay, so I'm going to play this part. And this is the chief of police of Redding, California, coming up and talking to our intrepid band of freedom-fighting press. And here we go.
All right, folks, here we go. Well, I don't know if the sheriff's deputy.
Demons are here.
The sheriff's deputy
didn't
do anything to us. I don't think these rental cops are going to have much better.
Not really.
Okay, I'm the chief of police here.
Yeah, how you doing, chief?
What's your name and badge number, sir?
Juanisay. How you doing?
Please. Are you 60 feet apart?
I'm sorry,
what's that? You get stopped for being 60 feet apart. You can't close to us. I know, but we're trying to be 60 feet apart.
We have a designated press area. If you like,
okay, where's that?
All the way over here in front of the cafeteria.
Oh, really? Go there. So freedom of the press. Now.
So I'm going to stop that right there and just interject. Do you remember the standoff, the freedom standoff, with
Bundy's.
Bundy's. Mm-hmm. And what did they do? They said, there's freedom of the press, and we're going to put you in this little roped off area so that, that's not freedom of the press.
Kind of reminds me a little bit about what they did with the ballots. Hey, poll watcher, you can watch from all the way over
where
here
you really
with these binoculars.
Where you really can't be effective and do so it's completely circumventing it. So this is all pandering.
Okay, before you started again, it isn't the chief of police of Redding.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's the chief of police of Shasta College.
Oh, okay. I thought he was the chief of police of Redding.
I got it in the chat room, so I said I would clarify.
Oh,
it.
Thank you very much, because I wasn't sure if I mean.
Wow, can you have a more pandery title? Like, really? I'm the chief of police of a college. All right, so great. You're the top mall cop.
I had never even. That's why I was kind of surprised by
security?
That because
because
I looked at I'm looking at the guy's uniform and it's not really clear and he said rent-a-cop and then I was thinking, then he said chief of police and I'm thinking, Well, there's only one chief of police in this area that I'm aware of.
How can you be a chief of police if you're a rent-a-cop? I'm just asking.
I'm glad that that was clarified because I was a little one. I was wondering myself how that worked. So,
excuse me, sir. I'm the top mall cop here, and I'm going to tell you exactly where you can go with the press.
Paul Blart. Okay, let's finish this out. Here we go.
Now it exists only within, like, a boundary now? It doesn't exist.
This is public. Press.
So if you can educate him that this is public lands, because these guys keep telling me that this is private property, he's absolutely incorrect. So if you could educate him on that first, thank you so much. Well, we will go to the press area, but right now we're gonna enjoy our freedom of the press on this public property that's paid for.
Not on public property right now.
Public property paid for by taxpayer funds.
This is a closed event. And policy requires that you wear a mask on the property.
No. Where's the signage?
Yeah, can we see that?
I didn't see a signage.
You saw it.
It's
COVID vaccine.
Welcome to the press area, or we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Okay.
I already disagree with you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go over there. We'll get there. We'll try to find a way to go over there.
Thank you for helping.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
So now we're being harassed.
So now they're trying to.
Now we're being harassed.
Yep.
Freedom of the press, violations, legal injury.
Yep.
So on what grounds are you harassing us, sir?
Amazing.
Policy is the grounds that
Okay. We designated a press area.
Really?
So policy now overrides freedom of the press.
So policy of the district is
so now policy of a district overrides freedom of the press. You didn't answer my question. Is that a yes or no?
I'm not answering your question.
Because you don't know, sir.
Well, I'm not answering any other questions.
You're claiming to be a chief of police. You're ignorant to the law.
I just answered you.
Okay. No, you answered that you're not going to answer me.
I just answered
that means
you.
You're ignorant to the law.
We gave you a press area. I'm happy to help you get there.
You didn't answer my question.
I'm happy to help you get
there. Does your district policy override the freedom of the press?
Our district policy
requires you to be
more
police. Okay, you guys are making this even more stressful than
it is
for people.
With,
no, you are
no.
At this point.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, and I'm going to stop it there, and that's a good point right there, is that if you don't go along or you don't agree with their narrative, then you are the enemy. That's how they put it out. All these liberals are, you know, boy, they've got a brand. They're going to name you. They're going to demonize you. They're going to do whatever they can to discredit you if you're asking questions that they don't like.
Well, how about this one from Breitbart as of the 5th? L.A. Times likens aggressive niceness of Trumpites to terrorist hospitality polite Nazis.
It's crazy. And that's all this is about trying to keep the narrative going. Because you know something? Mm-hmm. It's just like the election. Nobody's buying it with a frickin' ounce of sense. All you got to do is do a surface glance at the evidence. And guess what? You come up with the same answer anybody with a brain comes up with, is there's a ton of evidence. None of it was examined. It was all thrown out of court on technicalities, so they never examined the evidence. And the evidence is overwhelming to show that Trump won.
Well, let's be honest. It's made up technicalities. You say you don't have standing, and my question has always been, if the president doesn't have standing, if the people who are running don't have standing, if the people of the community don't have standing, if the states don't have standing, who the hell has standing?
Putin.
Basically, China.
China. Yeah. China has standing. Don't worry. It's not who counts the votes. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's just who counts the votes, not the votes that count. It's true.
Not who casts the votes. It's who counts the votes.
Let's go to Roberta. We got 2 minutes.
We got Roberta on the line. Good morning, Roberta.
Well, you know, the very first clue, guys, is the college is not in the city. So they wouldn't call the chief of police of the city. They would have called the sheriff.
Well, no, I get it. I mean, that's fine. You know, I made the mistake because he said the chief of police, and I own it up.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
but
well,
at the same
who
time, it's kind
of
not
the chief of police of the college.
I didn't know there was a chief of police of the college security force.
Yeah. Right, but I'm just saying, you know, jurisdiction makes you know who they would have called. It's all ridiculous. And thank you for playing those clips and pointing it out.
And by the way, I have posted all of these on my Facebook page at Mark Kent, the one with the Jefferson flag on the icon there.
Okay. I hate to cut you guys off, but it's the top of the hour, and so we will get cut off. Thanks for calling in, Roberta, and we will continue all this on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A former economic official from the Clinton and Obama administrations is warning that President Biden's COVID stimulus plan may be too big. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
For the past few weeks, this has been the main talking point from the White House about the $1.9 trillion rescue plan.
This is a package. The risk here, as he has said many times, is not going too big. It is going too small.
But former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, who served in the Clinton and Obama administrations, warns the price tag might be too high. He writes in the Washington Post that a stimulus that large could threaten future inflation and financial stability. But White House officials pushed back, saying Summers is wrong. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A group of Republicans is calling for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be fined because she didn't go through metal detectors that they have to.
Republicans in the House Administration Committee sent a letter to Acting Sergeant-at-Arms Timothy Blodgett on Friday requesting the fine, arguing Pelosi should have to abide by the new rules that she pushed to implement. The Republicans wrote yesterday at approximately 9:59 a.m., multiple members observed the Speaker of the House entering the House chamber without completing security screening. House Democrats voted this week to impose a $5,000 fine for first offenses and $10,000 for the second for members who failed to comply with the new screenings. Two Republicans were issued fines on Friday. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A British official says the country is not considering issuing so-called immunity passports for those who have been given the coronavirus. The virus vaccine. However, he says those inoculated could ask their doctor for written proof of their vaccine status. It might help them travel. Some countries say they'll waive quarantine requirements if you've had the shot. Tens of thousands of people are rallying in Myanmar's biggest city today against last week's military coup and spreading the news online now that internet service is back there. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance. Or help you with the cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park, Rome, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Denmark has agreed to build an island in the North Sea that would gather and distribute electricity from wind energy farms.
The $34 billion artificial island will be created about 50 miles off the country's west coast and will connect to several European countries. It would start with 3 gigawatts of capacity, enough to cover the electricity needs of 3 million European households. That capacity is expected to more than triple over time.
Correspondent Jeremy House, no date has been set yet for the start of construction of the island, which will be controlled by the Danish government. Former heavyweight boxing champion Leon Spinks has died after battling cancer. He was 67 years old. Spinks won the gold medal at the 1976 Montreal Olympic Games, but he rose in prominence when he defeated Muhammad Ali unexpectedly for the heavyweight title in 1978. Leon Spinks, dead at 67. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. It's a three-peat for an NFC quarterback at the NFL postseason awards show. Correspondent Steve Carney has the story.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers won his third NFL Most Valuable Player Award Saturday as the league announced the Associated Press Awards as part of its NFL Honors Program. Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald won his third Defensive Player of the Year award in the last four seasons, while Tennessee's Derrick Henry took home his first Offensive Player of the Year. Justin Herbert of the Chargers and Washington's Chase Young were Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year, respectively. Kevin Stefanski of the Browns took home Coach of the Year, and Washington's Alex Smith was the league's Comeback Player of the Year. I'm Steve Carney.
Today is Sunday, February the 7th. It's the 38th day of 2021. On this date in history, 1943, The government abruptly announced the wartime rationing of shoes made of leather. It went into effect 2 days later, limiting customers to 3 pairs per person per year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Company there. I'm not sure who was Randy Newman. I'm not sure if we're talking about the commercials or not, because I wasn't listening. I was screening stuff.
Exit the room, so I'm not sure who they're talking about.
All right, so we're going to play the last part of this, and then I'm going to leave the rest of it on my Facebook page because we want to hear the chief of police tell us that their policy down there at the college trumps the First Amendment rights of freedom of the press.
And the chief of police of the college itself, Mall Cop 2.0.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of these people in the Army, you know, these wannabe guys that want to be officers or something. They're buying, they go out to the PX and buy medals. So this guy's got 4 stars on each side of his collar, like he's a frickin' 4-star General Patton or something, you know, and it's like, yeah, I'm in charge of 18 guys. I'm the chief. You know, I mean, it's stupid. It's insane.
Well, for college, it's probably more like 4 guys. Great. You're the captain of the light bulb squad.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so here we go. We're going to get to this. I think there's about 20 seconds here or so. And then he declares that he's going to declare himself as being the king and saying that he's in charge, you know, and the first, you know, the Constitution, that's outdated stuff. It's a living document. I just created another one. So let's hear.
We're outside, 6 feet apart.
We have a college. Just because the policy requires a mask.
We keep
repeating the same thing. Your policy does not override freedom of the press. Mask policy does.
No. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even outside, 6 feet apart.
Two masks outside, plus the anal swab, what's next?
Yeah, we don't need another.
I think we'll stop there. Okay, so I got it a little wrong because I hadn't heard that part yet. I was just going off the 20 seconds. Mask policy overrides the Constitution now.
Of course. Well, in fact, right here, TSA suggests fines up to $1,500 for mask violations.
These guys are so out of touch that they can't even see their freedom being stolen right from under their nose.
Nope.
Because they want to follow the rules on a made-up virus that is no worse than a bad flu and that has been used, no crisis goes to waste, that has been used to circumvent our rights, the Constitution. And, you know, I had somebody tell me, oh, we didn't give up any of our rights. Really?
Wow.
Rules for thee, but not for me. So let's just think about this for a second. Pelosi says not to use gendered language. Then she goes, and right after the Capitol riot, she uses gendered language. And then, right here, Pelosi calls and says, hey, we're going to impose fines on anybody that bypasses metal detectors. Now we see Pelosi to pay fine, calls for Pelosi to pay fine after she imposed by bypassing metal detectors.
These are, you know,
give me a break.
It's the classic, you know, a Marie Antoinette. You know, let them eat cake if they're hungry. She doesn't care, doesn't know. She's walled up behind a fence with armed guards. Uh-huh. And I don't think she even cares what you think.
Well, let's think about this for a second. So walls don't work. We're not going to have a border wall. In fact, we're going to try to tear down the border walls that we do have. At the same time, we're making a wall around the Capitol building. Well, what's the point? I thought they don't work.
It's funny because I was looking at Jimmy's. It's like saying, I'm the Scoutmaster.
Where's his segue?
Oh, my goodness. So I want to get to this Unmask. We got to play this because this is the clips that have been broken out from the Mike Lindell thing that he put out about the election. And, you know, it's a two-hour deal, and I'm sure everybody in the world's probably gotten a clip on it or an email on it. But we couldn't afford to do 2 hours here, so we're going to break down. But I'm going to play it in a couple of segments here before the break. So I'm going to go a little after the break, and then we're going to get into lies and the lies that are being told across the board about everything. And so this is entitled Unmasked. The truth about the 2020 election has been uncovered. So let's listen to this for about 7 minutes or so, and then we'll go to a break. So here we go. You ready? All right.
No matter which side of the fence people have been on, they've been saying, "Show me the evidence. I'll believe it when I see the evidence." And people on both sides agree that something went terribly wrong in November 2020, but there really has been no comprehensive place to see the evidence of widespread fraud until now. This video is pure data, so don't get mad. You can't be angry when a scientist confirms that gravity pulls downward at -9.8 meters per second squared, even when that fact works against the narrative you've heard. So here we go. Just before we show you some new disturbing video evidence, we'll talk about statistical anomalies in three states in question. In the early hours of November 4th, 2020, Democratic candidate Joe Biden received several major vote spikes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia, suddenly placing him in the lead when he had been trailing Trump by a significant margin. 8,954 individual vote updates were analyzed. Across nearly all updates, there follows a clear statistical pattern. However, a very small number of batches are especially questionable. The four most notable aberrations were two in Michigan, one in Wisconsin, and one in Georgia. And all occurred in the same five-hour window, in the middle of the night, when in some places counting reportedly had stopped. Not only do these updates not follow generally observed patterns, but their behavior is particularly extreme. For context, using publicly available data from the New York Times, here is a visualization of the number of votes by candidate in Michigan from the beginning of the election night to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on November 4th. Trump is in red, Biden is in blue. Notice the sudden and improbable spike in votes for Biden at 6:30 a.m., where Biden received 141,258 votes, while Trump only received 5,968. This extreme ratio is surrounded by updates that are nearly the same in ratio. This particular update is 23 times more votes for Biden, and is the most extreme update favoring Biden in all datasets across all states. The situation in Wisconsin is even more stark. A single update to the vote count brought Biden from trailing by over 100,000 votes into the lead. Thirdly, a vote update in Georgia at 1:34 a.m. Eastern Time on November 4th, which shows 136,155 votes for Joe Biden and only 29,115 for Donald Trump. The extents of these four vote spikes in question are more than the margin of victory in all three states, which means the spikes were not only abnormal in regards to percentage for Joe Biden, but also in magnitude of the vote count. Out of roughly 9,000 updates, this election was decided by only four extreme updates, each with a probability of less than 0.1%, meaning that had these four unlikely updates not happened, we would have a different president in the White House. Detractors argue that these spikes were merely human error and not indication of fraud, and the errors have been corrected. If the errors have been corrected, where is their evidence? Why were the results never changed? Others have said that the spikes indicate heavily Democratic precincts. If that were the case, then California would show many spikes of that magnitude, but it doesn't. Only one vote update in California is anomalous in percentage of Biden votes, but not enough magnitude to shift an outcome. The strangest anomaly visible in the data is a consistently identical ratio of Biden to Trump votes across time, which is theoretically impossible. Here is Florida. These updates occurred over a week following the election. Notice all the ratios of Biden to Trump votes are 100% identical over several days. This pattern shows up in many states. It appears that a computer algorithm is involved in the process, which is doing something called weighted race distribution. a feature of Diebold voting machines known as early as 2001, which gives values to votes rather than simply counting them. Here in California, we see an update of one vote. About 65% of that value is given to Biden and 32% to Trump. How can one vote go to more than one person? It is well known and not disputed that Diebold software was found to be switching votes through programming in past elections. Even though Diebold is no longer used, Dominion Voting Systems acquired ESNS in 2010, which had previously acquired Diebold under its new name of Premier Election Solutions.
I'm going to stop there and let's go to the break, and then we'll come right back after the break and finish this up.
All right, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Stones would play inside her head, and where she slept, they made her bed. She would ache for love and get the stones. La 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 la. Lordy child, a good day is coming, and I'll be there. Let the sun in.
Hey, you don't like Neil Diamond? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm just
I like Neil Diamond. Sorry. Can I say? We try to play music for everybody. I mean, you go from, Tom McDonald to Neil Diamond. I mean, if that's not a spectrum, then I don't know. I can't help you. We would... You can't please everyone every time.
All right, I'm taking the next one. We're waking folks up.
A lot of different music.
All right, so let's go back and let's get on this. And I wanted to tell everybody, I posted this all on Facebook. The fact checkers haven't removed it, but you can go to Rumble as well. And the title of it is that Unmasked, the Truth About the 2020 Election Has Been Uncovered. And so before they erase it from my Facebook, if they do, you can go to Rumble.
And they will. Definitely check out Rumble on that. And also, if you want to check out my channel on there, it's Fires Embrace. Fires like fire and hug like embrace.
Okay, let's finish this out.
This does not exhaust all statistical data anomalies encountered in the 2020 election, but data anomalies is only one factor to consider. Next is eyewitness and video evidence. In Georgia, there's a case of a poll worker named Ruby who was seen on Instagram giving a secretive live video of her working in the back room filled with absentee ballots. At 10:30 p.m. on November 3rd, all media and poll watchers were told to leave State Farm Arena because ballot counting was going to stop. But Ruby and her daughter and three others remained behind at State Farm Arena. They pulled boxes of ballots out from under the table that was placed there in the morning and distributed them to several counting stations.
Back to Fulton County, Georgia right now, where our reporter Blaine Alexander apparently has some new reporting on the expectations for that count.
Well, Rachel, we've learned that the counting continues tonight. You know, right here in State Farm Arena behind me, we've learned that there are five people who are still inside, still working to scan those absentee ballots and try and get those numbers tabulated. Now, initially, we were told that everybody went home at about 10:30, but I just got off the phone with the county spokesperson who tells me that indeed there are still some people in there quite literally burning the midnight oil, scanning ballot after ballot and trying to get that information in.
And Blaine, specifically, you said five people are inside that building? That's five of five actual individuals who are working on all the absentees in Fulton County right now? Just five? Wow. Talk about having the sort of fate of the nation in your hands.
Ruby is seen here in this video running the exact same stack of ballots through the machine three times. Other workers do the same. Note that a large surge in Biden votes can be observed after this tabulation at 0634 Greenwich Mean Time, which is 1:34 a.m. in Georgia, just after the time in question. You may ask, can a ballot really be counted more than once? Here is your answer from Coffee County, Georgia.
Can you scan a ballot more than once?
I've just done it.
I just kept scanning the same batches
that y'all just voted. Mm-hmm. I never got any more until that one.
Ruby allegedly posted this later on social media. Of course, the mainstream media calls this misinformation, and most references to these videos have been deleted from internet search results. Apple News, the morning of the election, sent out a push message to Apple News subscribers that elections are secure. So if it's true that election fraud is rare, what about Raquel Rodriguez? She was recently arrested for election fraud in Texas because of overwhelming video evidence incriminating herself that she was harvesting ballots for pay.
Top of ticket to get votes for Eager Biden. How many votes do you think you can deliver for us?
At least 5,000.
And what are we looking at as far as how much that's going to cost?
For the entire team that I'm looking at 55,000.
So $55,000 for 5,000 votes top of ticket Eager Biden.
If not more, I'm not going to overpromise because remember, we're 16 days till election day. You give me cash, you can do whatever you want to do.
$55,000 up front, 5,000
votes. That's right.
Then there is cybersecurity evidence and the question of whether Dominion voting machines were tampered with over internet connections. Signed affidavits under oath from cybersecurity experts indicate that Dominion Voter Systems and Edison Research were using an unencrypted VPN with login credentials that were easily accessible and used by foreign adversaries to monitor and manipulate votes. The IP addresses into the Edison Research Hoax Service went in both directions, meaning that not only were China and Iran and other countries accessing the servers, but also Edison Research was communicating back to these adversaries. The claims that Dominion voting machines were not connected to the internet are completely false. Cybersecurity experts have followed the communication of the data from Dominion voting servers and Edison Research to foreign countries. A simple web search will uncover that DominionVotingSystems.com is registered to a company in Hunan, China. Three of the seven board members of UBS Securities are Chinese nationals. That company owns Staple Street Capital, which in turn owns Dominion. On top of that, the Dominion software is licensed from Smartmatic, which is a Venezuelan-owned and controlled company. And we're all familiar with how their elections go. Furthermore, forensic audits of the machines reveal significant errors. Although the mainstream media and politicians are saying that it's dangerous misinformation that Dominion voting systems are unsecure, this was the very message that several left-leaning news sources were claiming less than a year ago. NBC News and PBS found out just how easy it is to hack voting machines or cast fake votes.
It's important to know that Georgia just spent over $100 million on a contract with Dominion to provide image cast hardware to the state in time for the next primaries and for the 2020 election. And yet here these kids were who had opened it up. They said, look, you can pop the front off of it and here's a port you can get into right here. That's easy. You know, all kinds of stuff that you could certainly do within 6 minutes behind a curtain, much less if you had extra time because any of these were connected to the web, as we discovered a couple of days before so many of them are.
Despite opposition and attacks, election security experts were able to audit Dominion voting machines in Antrim County, Michigan, revealing unusually high error and adjudication rates. What does that mean? According to the report, Dominion voting systems is intentionally designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. Ballot errors are sent to adjudication, which means the vote can be decided by an election worker where there is no oversight, no transparency, and no audit trail.
We've scanned 113,130 as of moments ago. We've adjudicated 106,000 plus of those.
Experts identified an error rate of 68.05%, which is far above the Federal Election Commission guidelines of 0.0008%, or 1 in 250,000. Although vote adjudication logs are available for prior election years, suspiciously, all the logs for the 2020 cycle were missing. Moreover, all security logs prior to 11:03 p.m. on November 4th are also missing. If that's not enough, the election event designer log shows that the Dominion image cast precinct cards were reprogrammed on October 23rd and again on November 5th, which violates the Help America Vote Act, which includes a 90-day safe harbor period that prohibits changes to election systems, registries, hardware, and software updates without undergoing recertification. Even if skeptics and critics persist that these issues are inconsequential, they should be willing for forensic audits to take place for transparency, yet they have viciously attacked attempts to review logs. Why is that if there's nothing to hide? Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, have even ignored subpoenas for release of election data and Dominion machine audits until after the inauguration. Then there's the massive flux of unsolicited mail-in ballots. The key word is unsolicited. In other words, people receiving ballots they never asked for. Politicians use the coronavirus to push mass mail-in ballots and extending the time to receive those ballots till many days after the election. There are many reports of people who voted in person also receiving multiple unsolicited ballots in the mail. People who did not send in a mail-in ballot denied in-person voting because they were told they had voted already by mail when they hadn't. This opened up chaos in the system and uncertainty as to who actually voted. Additionally, signature verification requirements were slackened in many states, adding even more uncertainty. In fact, the Pennsylvania Secretary of State unilaterally removed legislative signature requirements for mail-in ballots. More than 1,000 signed affidavits have been given by poll workers who have witnessed illegal activities, non-equal treatment of Republican poll watchers, counting ballots in locations with no poll watchers not permitted close enough to see the counting process, shredding ballots, garbage bags full of ballots for Trump, entire boxes of hundreds of supposedly mail-in ballots that have no folds, indicating they were never actually mailed by anyone. The list goes on and on. These affidavits are signed by witnesses under penalty of perjury, so this should not have been taken lightly, but these witnesses were never heard in court. Unfortunately, what we have covered is only the tip of the iceberg on fraud, cover-ups, federal election law violations, and dishonesty on a global scale.
So either the Secretary of State's office is recording and certifying results that have negative errors and fraudulent votes in them, or someone is giving them negative information.
Recent polls show an overwhelming percentage of the U.S. don't trust the 2020 election was without fraud. At the end of this video, the credits will be further data scrolling through that you can read for yourself and pause and go back and read again. So what can you do? Firstly, find a way to download this video and share it. Film it with your mobile phone. Do anything to duplicate this. Post it with a hashtag, here is the evidence, hashtag every legal vote. Because guaranteed, big tech and social media giants will do their best to erase it from the internet, as they've already done with much of the evidence we've already shared. And if they can't erase it, they'll fake fact-check it. Well, guess what? We've already done the fact-checking. We've gone through thousands of pages of data, sworn affidavits, forensic reports, and cybersecurity reports. Secondly, you can demand election reform from your election, state, and local officials. We cannot let another election ever be this questionable ever again. This is the United States of America. People used to look to us on how to have democracy through our voting system. 2020 was a complete sham, and it cannot ever happen again.
Well, I think we have a caller, Steve, but get to him after the break. We got to go to a break first, and then I wanted to make sure that video got played for obvious reasons, and then we'll talk about the lies and stuff.
If you want
to
call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
About you, have you got a place to stay? Why should I care when I'm just trying to get along? We were friends, but now it's the end of our love song. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy, there's only you and me, and we just disagree.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
You feel like such a fool for you.
Sovereign Mind Radio, a little Pablo Cruz there. Love will find a way. Yeah, I mean, good grief. I mean, Dave's going to, you know, read an article to us from the New York Times. These guys are even admitting there's election fraud. But first, before we go there, let's we don't have a caller anymore.
No,
all right, so what we want to do is start talking about the lies. I mean, it's pretty proof. They're even coming out admitting that there was a cabal that did this, evidently. What do you got over there, Dave?
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and read the Breitbart because it's a shorter version of it that kind of hits this right here.
Right.
But the article is actually on Time Magazine themselves.
Oh, Time Magazine, not the New York Times.
No, it's from Time themselves, and it's the secret bipartisan campaign that saved the 2020 election. So here's a couple of the highlights of it. The handshake between business and labor was just one component of the vast cross-partisan campaign to protect the election, an extraordinary shadow effort dedicated not to winning the vote but ensuring it would have a free and fair, credible, and uncorrupted. For more than a year, a loosely organized coalition of operatives scrambled to shore up America's institutions as they came under simultaneous attack from remorseless pandemic and an autocratically inclined president. Though much of this activity took place on the left, it was separate from Biden's campaign and crossed ideological lines, with critical contributions by nonpartisan and conservative actors. Their work touched every aspect of the election. They got states to change voting systems and laws and helped secure hundreds of millions in public and private funding. They fended off voter suppression lawsuits, recruited armies of poll workers, and got millions of people to vote by mail for the first time. They successfully pressured social media companies to take harder line against disinformation and use data-driven strategies to fight viral smears. They executed national public awareness campaigns that helped Americans understand how the vote count would be unfolding under days or weeks, preventing Trump's conspiracy theories and false claims of victories from getting more traction. After Election Day, they monitored every pressure point to ensure that Trump could not overturn the result. That's why the participants want a secret history of the 2020 election told. Even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change results and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. They were not rigging the election, they were fortifying it. And they believe the public needs to understand the system's fragility in order to ensure that democracy in America endures.
Good. Grief. Talk about twisting the truth.
Well, and now we get Joe Biden, the puppet. Self-flagellation, you know? That they're doing on themselves. I mean, you might as well be tubing in front of a computer at that point.
Yeah,
I mean, this was released right before you ended up having this documentary come out, and this is why they're ousting themselves on it, to try to just spin the narrative and say, yeah, we did this, but we did it to fortify the election.
We did it for your own good.
We had to do this.
Well, we got a sock puppet for a president, and everybody knows it.
China Chitcom puppet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen better puppets on Sesame Street. And you know, it's really
cookies.
True.
Oh, Cookie Man.
I mean, but this guy is a piece of work. So, you know, is there a conspiracy? Absolutely.
They say there is. They say they conspired. They say there's a freaking cabal. I mean, at what point do you turn around and be like, it's not conspiracy anymore?
It's conspiracy. It's just not theory.
Right?
It's conspiracy facts. Exactly. That's the problem. These people have been so dulled down to everything's a conspiracy. And so what I want to do is just ignore everything and go watch the game.
Yeah.
That's really what's going on. You know, or they're not interested in the truth because they think they're going to get what they want. They think they're going to get the stimulus checks and that's going to bail them out. They think they're going to get the free health care. You know, I saw a little thing where, Twitter thread where the guy says, well, you know, health care's a right. And the guy says, well, guns are a right. And he says, yeah, but, you know, we're not trying to take away your guns there, boomer. And the guy says, well, I don't think you're going to take them away. I want you to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says, what do you mean pay for them? He says, well, if health care is a right, we have to pay for it. Why not just pay for my guns, too?
Well, and they're so desperate to change the system. It's why we see Joe Biden doing 49 executive orders. It's why we see H.R. 1 that allows you to print off ballots and mail them in. It destroys the ability to do signature verification. It makes it to where you have to have a court order to inspect a ballot. It basically is making it to where you have fraud all across these lines.
And these guys can elect any anybody they want is what this comes down to.
Talking about making Puerto Rico, giving it statehood. Talking about bringing in all the illegal
aliens.
Talking
about packing the courts.
Talking about packing the courts, not just the Supreme Court either. They're talking about basically they don't like the fact that Trump actually did his job, unlike Obama did, and left. Obama left 2,000 seats that were open, and Trump filled them. And now they're upset about that. They say that he
packed
the
courts.
Well,
they didn't expect Trump to win. They were going to do a complete takeover. But, you know, the thing is that I've taken away from all of this is that if you are thinking and you are doing any homework and you study any of the facts, you do anything other than listen to the narrative, what I've come to the conclusion, and I think most people have come to the conclusion that are thinking, is that this is much bigger than they even thought. You know, these guys are controlling a worldwide election system. Mm-hmm. And, of course, oh, yeah, you're a conspiracy, yeah, worldwide, and probably Bohemian Grove. But does anybody care about the truth out there on the other side? Probably not.
Well, and they're going to, and they're starting to now, because what's happening is now that all the conservative voices are gone, they're turning on each other and cannibalizing themselves, and you see all these leftists that are being like, dude, I just got banned. What's going on? Well, you don't fit the narrative anymore. You're not woke enough.
Yeah, they don't get it. The government that can give you everything can take away everything. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're depending on the government to give you what you have, guess what? The government can take it all away, and that's exactly where we're heading.
But even the people in other countries are starting to stand up and fight against their communist governments and taking over and going back because they see how screwed up this is and the power that these people have.
We're going to get into that a little bit with little Greta here in a minute, but we also, there is a light on the horizon. So this is from Western Journal, and it's support for socialism in America sinks like a stone after 2020 election hits lowest level in years, according to new study. Wednesday, a university revealed only 32% of American adults said that they preferred socialism to capitalism in the aftermath of the presidential election last fall. In a survey taken in early 2018, that number was 41%. So big dip there. It looks like we have a caller on the line. Dar.
We do. We've got Dar.
Good morning. I have two things, and I'll be fast because it's not on what you're talking about.
Okay.
My daughter teaches in Nevada. She told me that they don't do the Pledge of Allegiance anymore.
Oh my gosh.
And
they don't even want to
do
the.
I don't think they do it here.
They don't want to. I mean, Gertz or whatever his name is just tried to pass an amendment in the House of Congress to do the Pledge of Allegiance before they opened the Congress, and they voted it down, the Democrats.
Wow. Well, the thing is that they're really taken away from children. When you say the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning, you put your hand on your heart. And you think about the flag, and you think about, and it's like taking the country and the flag away from the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not instilling in them their respect and their love for our country. And then the second thing has to do with Biden. Talking about all these power stations they're going to put on the road for electric cars. How much are they going to charge for you to charge your car, or is it going to be free? And then I'll just let you answer me.
I don't think anything's going to be free for
Well, no, but I mean, he keeps on talking about all these electric 500, 600 chargers going to be along the highways mm-hmm. for their cars. I mean, I'm thinking everything is free from you. Is that going to be free too?
Just trust Joe.
So here's the thing.
It's going to be okay.
Ultimately, everything is going to get very, very bad and very, very dark. We had a video that we did, and we read off some stuff about the Great Reset a while ago. I'll have Linda post the video from my Rumble onto the chat here. And is it on Facebook on the chat, or is it on our chat online?
Our chat online in the...
Okay, on the chat online, I'll send it to her so she can see it there. But what's interesting about it is their agenda is by 2030, you won't own anything.
And you'll be happy.
And you'll be happy. And they're going to try to make it to where everything is free and everything is a service and you don't own anything. You don't own your home. You don't even rent your home. When you're not in it, someone else is using it.
But you know what happens every time they try this?
It never works.
People die.
People die because there's no more food at the grocery store. Nobody's making anything. Nobody wants to work. Everybody wants to sit around and do nothing and live off the fat of the land. And what happens is our services go down, our products go down, and everybody's standard of living goes down and sinks through the floor. And then all of a sudden the millennials and the guys wake up that want all this communism and all this socialist free stuff.
So it's really not
it's
great.
It's like, wow, where's I don't have an apartment anymore, and I'm hungry, and my kids can't eat, and hey, where's all the free stuff? And it's like, it's all free, there just ain't no stuff.
It's basically really not free.
I don't understand how they're going to, I'm from farm country. I can't imagine them taking people's farms away from them.
Of course they will.
They're taking property
they're
now
taking
from
it
people.
Already.
Yeah.
What do you think did in the Soviet Union in the Ukraine and all those people starved to death? Came in and just took over the farms.
Why do you think Bill Gates is now one of the largest farm owners in America?
Why do you think
they did the mask thing so small businesses could close so they could take over?
Why do you think Gavin Newsom has made it so the state of California buys up all the property that's in foreclosure?
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they just passed a law on that they have first rights to property when a property's foreclosed on.
They don't need your farm. They're going to replace your farm. They're going to put your farm with all the GMOs and all the rest of it, and they're going to feed you and put you in a city and all the rest of the stuff. It's their plan.
We got to go to a break. We do have another caller on the line, and we will get to you on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
got some funny stuff there. I wear furred pajamas. Yeah, let me set this up. Okay, so I would just and I was listening to the radio, the sheriff's.
We just had Ashley come in and tell us about a shooting that's going on down on the Cypress Bridge,
eastbound Cypress after Athens. So be aware and probably want to avoid that. We're not sure all the details.
Yeah, but, we have no details, but they do have traffic backed up there. So go another way.
But I was laughing at that Talking Heads video. I mean, the fur pajamas and the sitting on a potato. I mean, I can't make that crap up. And also I was laughing at Melissa's high heel. Everybody who delivers her stuff has got wearing, spike high heels.
Whatever. We got a caller on the line. I think it's Orin. Orin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What you got for us this morning?
Well, I'd like to know why nobody on any of the shows this weekend has talked about a national security blunder that Biden did with a fiat, giving China one-third of our electrical grid. Why is nobody talking about it? I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, probably because we've got so many different problems, we haven't seen that one yet because we can't follow everything. That must have been an executive order. So, you know, the executive orders he signed 49 this last week. We can't hardly keep up with them.
Yeah, there's so much that's going on right now. I mean, we've got evidence of undeclared nuclear activities discovered at locations in Iran. I mean, it would just be reading headlines over and over and over again. For a lot of these things, there are a few things that do need to get into because really what we're focusing on right now is the corruption that's taking place because we're all screwed if we can't fix the corruption.
Right, and the voting and getting people at the local levels. And so we've got to work on stuff that we can actually do something about,
and so
that's our focus.
Just going into that more, too, let's talk about day one of his presidency. You had him turn around and take us and make us non-energy dependent on other people now, before we had our own energy independence, and now we basically have to go to China, or we have to go to Canada, or we have to go to one of these other places and make it to where we don't have the ability to get this fuel. So instead of having a pipeline that brings it down, we got to now either bring it in by rail or bring it in by boat and be reliant on another country for our energy. And meanwhile, they're turning around talking about making everything wind and solar powered. I mean, these are important stories, but the problem is there's so many of these that we're talking about the big picture of where they're going with this, and you're seeing it unfold with these other stories. It's like the great reset of what we were just talking about. We said what their plan is. Their plan is unfolding. That's why.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to wake up enough people to see it. I mean, Biden orders government to buy carbon-free power and electric cars and sweeping climate executive order. Well, I mean, good grief. I mean, we could stay on this stuff all day. That was reported on the Washington Examiner. We're trying to get people to see they need to get involved at the local level, and that's what our focus is. But, yeah, you're right. You know, I mean, these guys – I mean, is anybody surprised, China Joe? I mean,
yeah.
his son is getting $1.something billion from China, and Joe never got any of that. He's not the big guy. You know, they squashed the story before the elections. They've rigged the elections. You know, they don't want to have anything to do to show that the elections were rigged, and all of this is just one big, coincidence. The whole thing, right?
Well, and there's so much of this stuff. Like this week, AOC basically got caught in all of her different lies on the stories about how Ted Cruz tried to kill her and all the rest of these things, and she wasn't even there at the Capitol. And her story at this point just sounds like basically she shared a passionate lesbian kiss with transgender Batman after Joker Cruz came in and was there trying to kill everybody. I mean, that's about the same thing as what her story works out to. She's not there. She's not on site. Mark's over here busting up.
It's like, pow! Boom, wham! I don't even know what to say about that one. It's like, these people are all liars. All of them.
Well, Greta Thunberg, Mark's criminal conspiracy with probe in India, accidental tweet. She accidentally shared a message showing she was getting told to write on Twitter about ongoing violent farmers' revolt in India, sparking a police investigation and political firestorm, according to reports. These people are puppets lying to you.
You know, and here's the bottom line. This is exactly what happens when you give a central bank, who's not a part of the government, the Federal Reserve is about as federal as Federal Express, the power to print money unlimited and lend it to their friends at zero interest rates. They buy everything and everyone, and that is the bottom of this. When you go through, and while Lord Acton said it, sooner or later, the battle, the great battle of the world is going to be the people against the bankers. And that's where this is at. You can go to Davos, you can go to Basel, Switzerland, you can go to the Europe, you can go to the Bank of China. It's all the same stuff. They're all being manipulated by this worldwide cabal of people who own our money. And that is what needs to be woke up. Now, you can't do anything about that, but what you can do about it is realize that this is happening and get involved and start taking over your county from these supervisors who still believe that the coronavirus is a threat to our existence and we need to have a screen up so nobody can talk to us. I mean, you got to realize that it's all one big lie. And if you want to have freedom and you want to pass this on to your posterity, your grandchildren, if you want to keep our country intact, then you better, by God, get in frick involved with this crap instead of what reading the headlines and staying at home and watching the goddamn darn football game.
We got a new potty in there.
I know. I just got the I know. We got a new ninja. We got a ninja warrior. I almost lost my temper there.
We are. I'm so frustrated. I mean, how long ago was it with these Capitol riots? They are so bad, and our sovereignty and all the rest of this. Right now, we got BLM and Antifa marching in D.C., threatening to burn down Washington.
They opened up the gates for them to get in there in the first place, and the whole thing was a setup. And Trump's over there. They're trying to charge him with insurrection, and he hadn't even finished his speech about it, and all he talked about was a peaceful protest.
Well, and this is from The Blaze as of today. BLM and Antifa march in D.C., threatened to burn down Washington. Protest leaders delivered lectures about race, black, and indigenous lives to diners at restaurants. Of course, they did that so peacefully by yelling in their faces to these diners, threatening to burn down Washington there.
You think that's why they put up the fence and even hired the fence?
Well, on the left is just fine with that.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, we get distracted with everything that's not important, like race, gender, pick about the stupid crap. I mean, and how stupid does it have to get before we start realizing how stupid it is? And everything else is a distraction to the big picture, which is we are losing our country or losing our freedom, and everything matters except that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at. You know, I mean, it's absolutely crazy, and then but people want. I mean, good grief!
Well,
I want to watch the Super Bowl too.
It's
but, you
crazy,
know.
But we have still have the power to take it back and make a difference and make a change, and we have to start locally.
Local, 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 and stand up. And I mean, while all this is going on, Biden administration said Friday he's removing the terrorist designation to the Iranian-backed Houthi militia in Yemen, reversing a move made in the final days of the Trump administration. So well, they're not terrorists, but Proud Boys who actually didn't do any terrorist activities, they are.
Right?
Yeah.
And
so,
we're just about at the end of the show.
I got to read this because this is how stupid it is. When can we order black coffee? Are brownies being taken off the shelf? Is White Castle changing its name? I'm sure Cracker Barrel is screwed. Can we still play Chinese checkers? Is it still called an Indian burn?
No.
No more Italian sausages. How far are we going to take this foolishness before we realize that's exactly all this crap is? It's a destructive, foolish bunch of idiot crap. And then I got...
Well, let's just look at what it is.
Cheese nips, black-eyed peas.
It's to separate everybody.
That's all it is.
Yep.
Well, we're at the end of the show.
Keep us busy.
This is it. We're at the end of the show. Keep your hearts pure and your thoughts clear. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs have built the Ark, and professionals built the Titanic. Governors are reason, is not eloquence of this force like fire.
And don't forget, don't go across the Cypress Bridge. Stay away from there right now until we find out more information about this. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.